Good morning. As I mentioned, we are going to check in with the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau. Joining us is President and CEO Patty Mackey to tell us about some events and happenings. Gosh, now and beyond, I guess.
Yeah, it's April. It's busy.
And how are things going? I mean, I know the season is starting, and we tend to focus on the cruise ships because they're obvious and bring a lot of people, mm-hmm. but there are other visitors who come as well.
Absolutely. We've got some groups coming into town over the next couple of weeks that will be meeting here. The hotels are telling me things are looking good for the coming season, and so everybody's out, you know, getting ready, training, and preparation. We just finished a class for Alaska Host, which is our customer service training program. And yeah, there's just kind of a lot that happens this time of year, which I'm sure everybody kind of notices. We all wake up and go, woo, time to go.
And I don't know how easy it is to judge independent traveler traffic. Any sense of that?
It is a little more difficult to see. I did talk to folks from the Marine Highway and from Alaska Airlines last week prior to my chamber presentation. And at this point of the year, things are looking at about on par with last year. But in both cases, particularly with the airlines, a lot of our travelers don't book until a little bit closer in. So we'll have a better idea if we're going to see some increases, probably a month or so from now. But last year was great. We had two airlines coming in and out, and that helped increase not only visitor traffic by about 5%, but overall traffic in and out of Ketchikan, which means residents were traveling too, by something like 14% last year.
Anything new on the tourism horizon, new tours, different things this year?
We have a couple new ships, and we have certainly the new tour that Ketchikan Outdoors has put together out by the Salvage Trail, which is going to be an electric car or, you know, electric motorized vehicle tour for folks who want to get out and maybe see wildlife and not be disturbing what's going on out in the woods with the noise of a regular engine vehicle. So we're excited to see that tour take off. And there's been, we've got a few announcements. Bering Sea Crab Tours has one of the skippers from last season's Deadliest Catch is going to be joining them this year. So little things here and there to kind of tweak what's happening.
Okay, and I'm not sure what we had been talking earlier about some of the things coming up, and I'm not sure which you might like to talk about first, but I'll just kick one off. The Race to Alaska, is that what it's called? R2K.
R2AK, that's right. They're taking off June 23rd from Port Townsend. Friday was the deadline for vessels to enter. So, and then they go through somewhat of a clearing process by the race organizers. So we should know in a day or so how many entrants they had. I know back in January they were at 40, which is what the total number was last year. So we expect to see a lot of folks participate, and we'll be very engaged in that. We're also inviting, because we are involved in a number of events that promote the race, either via web or down in the Pacific Northwest in stores, we're encouraging businesses in Ketchikan, if you'd like to offer a special discount to either the race participants or people who may come to Ketchikan to watch the finish, we'd love to help promote that. And we have a special webpage that's going to be dedicated to R2AK specials. So if anybody has something they'd like to offer up, just give us a call at the Visitors Bureau.
For those who aren't familiar with it, can you kind of explain what it is?
The Race to Alaska is a non-motorized, you're on your own race that begins in Port Townsend, Washington, again, June 23rd. And the first leg of the race is to Victoria, BC. And if your boat can make it that far, or whatever your watercraft might be, might not be a boat, then you are eligible to continue on to Ketchikan. And it's basically first race vessel that gets to Ketchikan wins $10,000. Second place gets a set of steak knives. And really, it's all about the challenge that I think people put in front of them to get here without any motors or any assistance. Obviously, they have safeguards in place if you have a distress issue, but really, you're on your own. If your mast on your sail breaks, you better go scrounge a log off the beach, or if you're lucky, get yourself to a nearby town and fix it. So,
And I recall there were some that didn't make it very far. I believe there was, say, a paddle boarder or something. I can't remember.
Yes.
Various different vessels that kind of just hung around in
that's
that
right.
area.
And yet we had a solo kayaker make it. And this year we've got some all-women teams. We've got a lot of returning teams and all manner of vessels. Some are a little more high-tech than the ones they came up with last year. But, yeah, it's a going thing, and we're really excited to welcome them back.
And is that something that really brought Ketchikan to the map for certain groups?
Absolutely. In terms of the, you know, kind of the adventurous crowd, we got a lot of exposure as a result of the coverage of the race, not only nationally, but internationally. And we are working with the race organizers to work with them on meeting the needs of media. We understand we'll see quite a few more travel media here this year than last.
Okay, we'll see that come in. And the last year, did it take about a week for the first to arrive? I can't recall.
Yeah, I want to say it was 5 days. From Victoria. So we're thinking we'll see them at the end of June, and by the 4th of July, probably a large share of the boats will be in. Race is starting a little bit later this year as a result of just some feedback from the participants. And, you know, weather depending, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Also, you have a program called Media Pass. Can you explain what that is?
Sure. We host travel writers all season long, and they are here either to cover what it's like to cruise or to do more of an independent tour. And we always put together an itinerary for them based on either what their story topic is or just what their general interests are. And we're always encouraging our members who might like to offer complimentary or discounted admission to their attraction or tour to contact us, because we have a number of writers who like to do things on their own without any guidance, but we'll give them a list of, here's some folks that will host you if you'd like to take a look at what they have to offer. That's pretty standard for the industry. So we have a little pass that we print and produce, and it just allows them to show it when they show up at an attraction, and they can get in and take a look around, and if they like it, write about it.
Okay, so is that something you're looking for businesses to be part of Media Pass?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We have a number of businesses that have been doing it for years, and they continue to support us. But we always like to put the word out to anybody who hasn't done it before or wasn't aware that we offer this service, that we're putting that pass and the booklet that accompanies it together right now. So if you'd like to be included, again, contact Liz at the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau.
Coming up is a popular event, Tourist for a Day. Explain
yes.
what that is and what kinds of things people can get involved with.
Tourist for a Day happens during National Tourism and Travel Week. And this year, our event will take place May 6th and 7th. That's Friday and Saturday. And for the community, it's a great opportunity to sample the different tours and activities that we offer visitors. For the industry, it's a great chance to kind of do a dry run and have your staff kind of practice working with a group. It's also great for referrals. So we invite members of the community to come out and maybe take a tour you haven't taken before, see a little bit of what's going on in the community. And it's just grown over the years to where we host everyone from kids' birthday groups to folks that are, you know, even independent travelers who happen to be in town and they're here for the fun. And it's just a chance to get out and maybe see something in your own backyard that you haven't seen before. What will happen is we'll put a flyer in the weekend edition of the Ketchikan Daily News the weekend before. And there are very specific instructions on that flyer about how you can sign up and reserve your spot. So be looking for that. And then also on our Facebook page, which is Travel Ketchikan and Ketchikan Visitors Bureau, we'll have information, but not until that weekend before. Tours usually sell out fast, so my insider tip is to be ready early Monday morning that week of to call in and make your reservation.
Have your dialing fingers
That's
ready.
Right.
And
right.
Some things are free and other things cost.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a number of activities that are free. There's also often restaurant specials, things like that. And then some of the tours, like flight seeing, for example, at greatly reduced rates.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, is that I don't know if a lot of people realize, as a local, virtually every business in the industry offers you a local discount or a friends and family discount. So if you've got folks coming to visit you this summer, make sure you ask if you're taking them out on tour.
Can't hurt to ask. All right, anything else that you wanted to add today?
We're looking forward to heading over to Prince of Wales this weekend for their Business Development Summit. I'll be speaking at the conference on a couple of different topics, including social media and the Alaska Host Customer Service Program and why it's helpful to businesses. And Michael Briggs, our membership manager, will be there with me. And so it'll be good to get over to the island and see our friends over there.
Okay, great. They will anticipate your arrival. They're ready. They're ready.
Or okay. Run. I don't know.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Maria.
Patty Mackey, President and CEO of the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau.